One Indiana community is redefining emergency medical services. Typically, an ambulance arrives mid-crisis, but a new approach, called community paramedicine, is trying to prevent the emergency altogether. Side Effects' Carter Barrett reports if one town's success can be replicated.
It's a September morning, and community paramedic Darren Foreman is on the way to his second appointment of the day.
Every social has a medical aspect. Every medical has a social aspect. Mm-hmm.
We pull up to a modest-sized house. The front porch is decorated with pumpkins and corn stalks for fall.
Good day, young lady.
Can you say hi?
Hi, guys. Hi. Did I bring a friend?
Foreman is in charge of Project Swaddle, which aims to provide health care to moms with risky pregnancies, both before and after giving birth, in an effort to reduce maternal and child mortality rates and supplement a growing obstetrics health care desert. Ashley Newkirk, 31, is part of Project Swaddle. She gave birth to her third child, Wilder, 5 weeks before.
Like, for the baby, he checks, like, his heart rate, and he listens to his chest and weighs him and measures his head and his length. And then he gets my weight and my vitals, make sure we don't have any questions. And if we do, he answers them.
Good. How's our head strength today? You need to get a head up? Like, leave me be, dude. Not going to do it. Okay, I get it.
Newkirk enrolled in the program for this baby because she developed gestational diabetes with her first pregnancy.
When we have a mom that's not really maybe expected to go all the way to term, or maybe not even be able to get to, you know, viability, and we get them all the way through, there's just no better feeling. I get that picture of the baby in the hospital with the mom, and all's right with the world. It
does. So this approach, it's called mobile integrated health, or community paramedicine. That idea is to meet people where they are. In Crawfordsville, the teams drive to people's homes, to places where the police are involved, scenes of overdoses, and people threatening suicide. EMS Division Chief Paul Miller of the Crawfordsville Fire Department says being invited into someone's home helps them get a fuller picture of someone's situation.
Provide more holistic services, make sure all the social determinants are taken care of, and really identify needs that would be hurdles to keeping somebody healthy.
The aim is to improve health outcomes, connect EMS, patients, and doctors, and lower costs by reducing hospital admissions and keeping people out of assisted care. And because it's such a new program, there's not much data on its efficacy in Crawfordsville, but research on similar mobile health programs supports this. In addition to Project Swaddle, the department assists people struggling with substance use disorder, fall prevention, people with chronic illnesses, and improving vaccination rates.
Typically, fire departments, 80% of their call volume is actually in the medical nature. We need to get upstream a lot of these healthcare issues preventatively, and we can do it through community paramedicine.
And now some are asking if Crawfordsville's program, where several factors successfully came together, can be repeated.
Our idea was to take the model that is in Crawfordsville and then replicate it in at least three different locations with different set of resources and different circumstances in Crawfordsville.
This is Amna Anwar, Senior Director at Indiana Rural Health Association. She's in charge of a grant to replicate the community paramedicine model. The grant assists hospitals in setting up community paramedicine programs for themselves and then showing them the financial payoff.
I think the biggest aims at collecting the data that we are trying to collect is to show that return on investment.
The investment, she says, is fewer hospital admissions and ER visits, which will lower hospital costs. But it remains to be seen if these outcomes will convince hospitals and communities to consider this type of novel healthcare. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.